So now, if you will permit me to indulge, I will now start digging into the individual things that infuriated me, going through my long list of packages and passages and strangeness from this book.
This is what we've been waiting for.
Maybe not. See how exhausted you get when we get into the 900s.
I'm just waking up.
And here's the place where Walter tries to demonstrate his amazing technical knowledge. He's saying that Apple secretly began planning to, Steve Jobs secretly began planning to move Apple off of the Motorola IBM PowerPC chip and to adopt instead Intel's. This would not be a simple task. It was akin to writing a new operating system. Is it? Is that what it's like? Is it very similar to writing a new operating system, moving your platform from one CPU to another? I guess he wanted to show off his technical chops, say, look at me, I know about stuff. This is probably very similar. Oh, not really that similar. It both are difficult tasks. I will give him that. Is that great writing? You found another thing that's difficult. It is akin to pushing a large rock up a hill. Also difficult. He says Jobs was proud as well, and he forwarded his exchange with Tate and some of the kudos on to me saying Isaacson. This exchange would be a great example of where you could dig into Steve Jobs' character. Instead, he just says, he quotes another CEO who says, boy, look at this guy. Look at this Steve Jobs. Isn't he great? And he says his job sent the stuff on to him. Right? This is what you're praising? This. Oh, and by the way, what have you done that's so great? Did you ever create anything? That is a textbook ad hominem fallacy. Textbook. Like, person, and I will read from, like, the million web pages you can find on the ad hominem fallacy, the best-known logical fallacy on the internet for a good reason. These steps are basically, person A makes claim X, person B makes an attack on person A, therefore A's claim is false. This is what he did. So Isaacson just lets that fly. Why wouldn't you, talking to Steve Jobs, say, you do realize that, you know, ask him, why does he think it was compelling for him to attack the person? What have you done that's so great? That doesn't address the person's point at all. The person's point could be valid or invalid about, you know, whether it's good to keep stuff out of the accident. But that attack doesn't make any sense. Steve Jobs is a smart person. Don't just say, oh, another CEO thought he was feisty. Call him on it so you can investigate his personality and say, does he not realize that that's not, you know, a valid argument? It's like a two-year-old's argument. Ask him, do you think that's a valid argument? Do you just do that to make yourself feel better? He gets into this a little bit later, but he goes over so many instances like this where he's talking to the man. He's sitting there in the room with Steve Jobs talking about this instance and never tries to address Jobs as an adult and talk about what just happened.